Now, dear Leman, quod she, go, farewell, but ere thou go, one thing I will thee tell. When that thou wendest homeward by the mill, right at the entry of the door behind, thou shalt a cake of half a bushel find, that was y maked of thine own meal, which that I helped my sire for to steal. And, good Leman, God thee save and keep. And with that word, almost, she gan to weep. Allan uprose and thought, ere that it dawn, I will go creeping by my fellow, and found the cradle with his hand anon. By God, thought he, all wrong I have misgone. My head is totty of my swink to-night, that maketh me that I go not aright. I wot well by the cradle I have misgo. Here lies the miller, and his wife also. And forth he goes, a 20 devil way, unto the bed, there as the miller lay. He weaned of creepin by his fellow John, but by the miller in he crept anon, and caught him by the neck, and soft he spake. He said, "Now, John, thou swine's head, awake, for Christ's soul, and hear a noble game. For by that Lord that calleth his Saint James, as I have thrice in this short night swived the miller's daughter bolt upright, whilst thou hast as a coward been aghast." "Yea, false harlot," quod the miller, "hast. Ah, false traitor, false clerk," quod he, "thou shalt be dead by God's dignity, who durst be so bold to disparage my daughter that is come of such lineage." And by the throat ball he caught Allan, and he hent him despiteously again, and on the nose he smote him with his fist. Down ran the bloody stream upon his breast, and on the floor, with nose and mouth to broke, they wallow as do two pigs in a poke. And up they go, and down again anon, till that the miller spurned at a stone, and down he fell backwards upon his wife, that wist nothing of this nice strife, for she was fall asleep a little white, with John the clerk that waked had all night. And with the fall out of her sleep she brayed, "Help, holy cross of Bromaholm," she said, "in manus tuus, Lord, to thee I call. Awake, Simon, the fiend is on me fall. My heart is broken, help, I am but dead. There lies one on my womb and on my head. Help, Simkin, for the false clerk's fight." This John starts up as fast as ever he might, and graspeth by the walls to and fro to find a staff, and she starts up also, and knew the estrus better than did this John, and by the wall a staff she found anon, and saw a little shimmering of a light, for at a hole in shone the moon bright, and by that light she saw them both two. But sickly she nist who was who, but as she saw white thing in her eye, and when she gan this white thing espy, she weened the clerk had wed a voluper, and with the staff she drew aye near and near, and weened of hit this Allan at the fall, but smote the miller on the pilot skull, that down he goes, and cried, "Arrow, I die!" These clerks beat him well, and let him lie, and graven them, and took their horse anon, and eke their meal, and on their way they gone. And at the mill, yet they took their cake of half a bushel flour, full well y bake. Thus is this proud miller well y beat, and has he lost the grinding of the wheat, and paid for the supper every deal of Allan and of John that beat him well? His wife is swived, and his daughter else. Lo, such it is a miller to be false. And therefore this proverb is said full sooth, him that not ween well that evil doeth, a guiler shall himself beguiled be. And God that sitteth high in majesty, save all this company, great and small, thus have I quit the miller in my tale.